A radical Muslim cleric lost a court battle in London today. Abu Hamza al-Masri had been fighting extradition to the United States. Abu Hamza may not be a familiar name in the U.S., but he is well known in Britain. The Egyptian-born preacher has hooks for hands, and he's blind in one eye. He says he suffered the injuries fighting in Afghanistan in the 1980s. Abu Hamza may soon be heading to the United States, where he faces a series of terrorism-related charges. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
You wish martyrdom. You wish paradise. This is nothing in their mind.
British authorities say Abu Hamza's fiery sermons, starting in the late 1990s, helped turn the Finsbury Park Mosque in North London into a haven for radical Islamists and Al-Qaeda sympathizers. Counterterrorism officer Peter Clark.
It was almost like a honeypot for extremists. It had a reputation, not only across this country, but across Europe and beyond, as a place where extremists could come, they could communicate with each other, meet, and really find a place of safe haven.
British police raided the mosque in 2003, but they didn't arrest Abu Hamza until the following year, when he was picked up on a U.S. extradition warrant.
At the request of the United States, Hamza was arrested earlier today by the Metropolitan Police of New Scotland Yard. He is being
Former Attorney General John Ashcroft read out the charges against Abu Hamza. They include providing material support to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, conspiring to wage violent jihad against the United States, trying to help set up a terrorist training camp in Oregon, and assisting kidnappers in Yemen during a 1998 incident that ended with the death of four hostages, including three from Britain. After 4 years of legal proceedings, high court judges in London today said the decision to extradite Abu Hamza to the United States was unassailable. Matthew Levitt is a terrorism expert with the Washington Institute on Near East Policy.
This is someone who was not just preaching violent Islam, but was also calling people to actually act on that. And that's what sets him apart.
Levitt says Abu Hamza has made many statements in the past that would work against him if he goes on trial in the U.S. This is someone who has praised Osama bin Laden and the 9/11 hijackers. In a 2003 interview with the BBC, Abu Hamza welcomed the space shuttle accident as a sign from God.
Now, the space shuttle did not explode. It did disintegrate. And this is a sign for America it will disintegrate.
His lawyers could delay the cleric's extradition by appealing to Britain's House of Lords and to the European Court of Human Rights. Matthew Levitt says the extradition process has taken so long because this is a test case under a new U.S.-Anglo treaty.
In an open democracy with strong rule of law, that means that the defense counsel will have multiple opportunities to delay extradition and defend their client. I also think there isn't quite as much of a stress on extraditing him quickly because he's not going anywhere. He's in jail. It's not like there's a flight risk.
Abu Hamza's lawyers say their client should not be put on trial in the U.S. because evidence against him might have been obtained through the use of torture. But that argument failed to sway two high court judges in London today. Washington has reportedly assured British authorities that Abu Hamza would not face the death penalty in U.S. court and that he would not be sent to Guantanamo Bay. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.